Sunshine, written by Polyhexian, read by Raven. Summary. Uh-oh. Melty feeling. Time to backburner that before I could dwell on it for too long. Sun feels so differently for you, said Art. It was practically purring in my feed.
What does it feel like for a spaceship? I wondered idly.
Indescribably different. I'm uncertain I could explain it in a meaningful way that you could comprehend.
Wow, thanks.
I will try to condense the sensation into something that you can parse. I would like to share it with you.
Uh-oh, melty feeling. Time to backburner that before I could dwell on it for too long.
Ugh, I said, glaring down at the edge of the boardwalk where the beach started. Sand stretched out everywhere, dry and pink-white and soft-looking, but terrifically unpleasant. I wondered why it was I'd agreed to do this again.
It's not gonna bite, SecUnit, Amina burst as she popped up beside me.
Well, not as if she startled me. I had a drone on her since she left the house. Not to mention the perimeter, the immediate vicinity, one back on Art, one with Mensa, one with Rati. I really loved having drones. Reminder to self, always buy more than you need. Forever. Forever and ever and ever.
With the amount I keep stocked for you, I would be shocked if you ever needed to buy another drone in your life, Art mused.
I wasn't sure how much of what I'd been thinking had leaked through. We were sharing inputs today, as frustrating as that was with it docked on the station. The distance created a 0.0003-second delay that was slowly driving me insane. But it was only for the day. Then I could get off the planet and go back to my nice comfy bed in my nice comfy spaceship where I could watch all the media I wanted and not be bothered by any humans and their family beach days or whatever it was they were doing. Mensa had entirely too many family members. In fact, all my preservation humans had too many family members. How did they keep track of them all? Why did they want to keep track of them all?
It's not going to bite, SecUnit, said Art with some amusement. You promised.
Ugh, I had. I really wanted to watch Titan Star Raiders, but my content filter said people died on ships a lot, and I told Art I could watch it by myself, but it said it would watch it with me, and then it got scared, and, well, I made bad decisions when the stupid ship was sad.
It's not going to be like it is for humans, I warned it.
That's fine.
It's going to be scratchy.
That's also fine.
I don't read temperature there the same way as humans, I stressed. It's going to be boring, and the sand is going to get in everything. It's not going to be fun.
SecUnit, said Art impatiently. You promised.
Fuck, I did. I really, really did. I kept my eyes up so I wouldn't have to look at my feet as I kicked off the soft shoes I'd worn here and with an unbecoming amount of trepidation, stepping into the sand. What an awful feedback mix that created, between my immediate skin crawling dislike and Art's preening delight. That was a weird fucking feeling. This was terrible. Sand was already in the joints, and the way my feet were designed was for speed and holding up under stress. They did not do well on sand. I lurched forward and had to stumble 3 steps before I felt solid. With shoes, this would have been fine, but I had promised to walk on the sand with my feet like an idiot.
Third mom, yelled Amina. Come meet Darren's new baby.
Oh no. Infant humans, this couldn't get any worse.
Go hold it.
I do not want to hold it, Art.
But it's so small.
And loud and smelly and gross. Infants are gross. Why would you ever want to touch one?
I haven't seen an infant since Iris was one, Art bubbled. I want to hold it.
You aren't going to be the one holding it. I am. You're just along for the ride.
SecUnit, you promised.
I promised to walk on the sand, and look at me. I am walking on the sand. I made no promises to hold any infants.
SecUnit, said Mensa over the feed. You don't have to if you don't want to. On preservation, we consider it important for newborns to meet everyone in their family, so that they know who we are. Amina is inviting you to be part of that. But if you would like for me to find you an out, I am happy to. I hesitated.
Oh, said Art. She's including you as part of her family.
Fuck. The melty feeling was back, and there was more of it this time. I wasn't sure I could backburner this much melty feeling. I swallowed, then took several shaky steps forward to join the larger group of humans that were all preening over the infant, cooking tubes of dead fauna protein over fire, shrieking and running around, shooting each other with guns that sprayed water. It was all horrible, and I didn't think I would last very long. But I promised to make an appearance, and I promised to step on the sand with my actual feet, like an idiot, and here I was, and I'd done it, so there. Before I could think any harder and talk myself out of it, I thrust both hands out toward Amina and gestured for the infant. She looked both amused and delighted, and carefully placed it in my hands. I pulled it against my chest, careful to support its neck and head. Infants of all species were fragile, but humans were absurdly so.
It's adorable, said Art.
Yeah, it would think that, wouldn't it? I looked down at it. It was wiggly and soft and had weird little fat folds and big eyes and ears and soft, wispy hair on its head, and it was leaking from its mouth. A lot. But it made little giggly noises and reached up toward me with its weird little hands.
It wants to touch your face, said Art.
Oh. Oh no. Absolutely fucking not. I thrust the infant back toward Amina, and she accepted it in a way that indicated she had anticipated I would only hold it for a few seconds. Good. She knew me well.
Thank you, Psych Unit, said Mensa beside me. I felt a little tension leave my shoulders. She sounded happy. I was glad I could do something that made her happy, even if I had hated every second of it. Almost every second of it. It had at least been a little cute, but that's it. Only a little. Other than that, it was gross.
Okay, I said. I have to go home now.
I turned around and started shuffling back toward the boardwalk.
But you've only been here like 30 seconds, Amina whined.
And it's going to take me 30 minutes to wash my stupid feet out, I groused.
Aw, said Art. You don't want to step in the water?
No, I replied.
The end. Thank you for listening.